Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. A Las Cruces man is facing charges after police say he stabbed a friend over a lack of beer. The Las Cruces Sun News reports 23-year-old Isaac Avalos was arrested late Saturday following a fight with his friend who suffered multiple non-life-threatening stab wounds. Police say Avalos was at a friend's home when he became upset. He could not find any beer in the kitchen. They say he reportedly became angry when he learned he and his friend already drank all of the beer. Authorities say Avalos grabbed a large kitchen knife and swung it back and forth at his friend. Avalos is facing an aggravated battery with a deadly weapon charge and is being held without bail. A Deming middle school math teacher was recognized as one of the country's top educators and surprised with a $25,000 prize. Michael Hernandez was at the reveal.
The Milken Educator Award goes to Melanie Elfo!
When sixth grade math teacher Melanie Alfaro sat at a school assembly at Deming Intermediate School, she had no idea she was about to be named the guest of honor. Neither did the school. Officials from the Milken Family Foundation paid a visit to Deming to surprise Alfaro with a $25,000 prize as part of this year's Milken Educator Awards. The foundation gives the honor to fewer than 50 of the country's top teachers each year. Alfaro says she was extremely overwhelmed to receive the award.
I don't know if you saw me, but I just kind of buckled down in tears because I could not comprehend what... I was understanding the severity of the award, but when they called my name, I was just like, wow, overwhelmed. Overwhelmed and honored.
The awards have been hailed by Teacher Magazine as the Oscars of teaching. Milken Senior Vice President Dr. Jane Foley, who was a 1994 Milken Award winner herself, says the committee looks for special criteria when selecting a teacher. That includes finding teachers in their early or mid-careers who are leaders and unsung heroes.
And you can see by the reaction of the students when they stand and they're cheering and they're stomping, she's a role model. We're looking for someone who's a role model and really influences everyone around them.
Teachers cannot apply or be nominated for the honor, and the award is a secret until it's announced. Christopher Ruskowski heads up the New Mexico Public Education Department and attended the assembly as a distraction for the real ceremony.
It was a fun day to be the decoy, but we were here to celebrate Melanie and how exemplary she is and how outstanding she is.
Ruskowski says Alfaro is a model example for improving student learning and achievement.
When you have an exemplary teacher that's getting student results, that has a voice in policy, and that is a leader in her community, that changes the conversation for our entire state, takes us out of a negative place, and puts us into a positive place.
Alfaro is the head of the math department at the Deming Intermediate School. Milken says she, quote, immerses her students in data, setting individual and whole class goals, charging students with monitoring their own progress, and holding family classes to ensure parents are fully equipped to support their children's efforts in math. Milken notes that Deming has jumped 2 letter grades and 16 percentage points in end-of-year math assessments in the past few years. Alfaro now joins more than 2,700 educators who have received the award since 1987. She also wins a trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with other Milken winners and come up with ways to further impact students and prepare them for the future.
I do it because of you guys, because I love children, and I love having an impact on every single one of your lives. From the kids I taught 10 years ago to those of you who are in my room right now, I do it because of you, and I want you to remember that. I love all of you.
Alfaro says when she started in the field, she wanted to be the kind of teacher she would like her own children to have. She says being recognized reassures her that the work she does in the classroom is paying off.
It gives me a little comfort knowing that I am making a difference in these kids' lives. And that is my goal in teaching, is just to come in every day and try to make a difference in their lives.
Alfaro's math students say they enjoy having her as a teacher and were happy when she won.
She makes it very exciting, and she has posters, and it's very fun that we get to learn, and she really takes patience. She really has patience with us, and she's just a great math teacher, and I think she really deserves it.
While education is her top priority, Alfaro says her job has always been to teach her students more than just numbers and equations.
You know, I want to teach them about life. I want to teach them about giving back, teaching them about being good people. And when they walk away from me, I just want them to have a positive reflection on who Miss Alfaro was when they leave my classroom.
1, 2, 3.
For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.